Welcome, everybody. Lovely to be with you on this beautiful April morning, the third Sunday of Easter, and it's great to have you here as we begin our worship. Is there anything else we need to say, boss?
No.
Right. Okay. Good. Well, let's begin. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In your resurrection, O Christ,
let heaven and earth rejoice.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." In worship, let us come to the one who offers peace and rest, as we say together, Lord God, whose arms are always open to us, we come before you today with hearts and minds open to receive your teaching. Lead us to understand who you are and what you have done and what you require of us as witnesses. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we turn to our Easter anthems. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
So let us celebrate the feast.
Not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more.
Death has no more dominion over him.
In dying, he died to sin once for all.
In living, he lives to God.
See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin
and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Christ has been raised from the dead,
the first fruits of those who sleep.
For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die,
even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Risen Christ, you've filled your disciples with boldness and fresh hope. Strengthen us to proclaim your risen life and fill us with your peace, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
Well, our first reading this morning comes from the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And so we turn to our psalm, Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods?
Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him.
Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent.
Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord.
Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity?
Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound.
In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and evermore shall be, world without end. Amen.
And our second reading comes from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, beginning in verse 36. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
If you were with me this time last week, you may remember that I said I was intrigued and fascinated by the last couple of verses of the gospel reading. If you remember, John said Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. How intriguing. Well, the same is true this week. Listen to what Luke says at the end of our gospel reading. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are witnesses of these things." You are witnesses. Think about it. After taking great pains to convince his friends that he is not a ghost, after being with them, knowing that they are terrified, after seeing them change from a disbelieving rabble to a group of people filled with joy and wonder, Jesus gives his disciples six words, words that will change their lives. You are witnesses of these things. In other words, Jesus is saying to his friends that they have seen and experienced the truth. They have seen what has happened. They were there. It is real. In our gospel reading this morning, Luke describes one of the occasions when Jesus appeared to his disciples after his crucifixion. The disciples are sitting around talking about the strange things that have happened since Jesus' death, and all the rumours that were buzzing around, when suddenly Jesus appears and stands in the middle of them, out of nowhere. No wonder they were terrified. No wonder they thought it must be a ghost. But Jesus tries to calm their fears by showing them his hands and his feet, allowing them to touch him. Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your mind? Look, look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. What an invitation to touch and to feel. And Luke doesn't tell us if anyone was brave enough or curious enough to touch Jesus. But the invitation to do so was clearly there. Go on, Jesus says. See for yourselves. Touch me. I'm alive. Clearly, according to Luke's account, this still wasn't enough. Verse 41 tells us that the disciples still did not believe it because of joy and amazement. So Jesus offers some other proof. Do you have anything to eat? Presumably, ghosts don't get hungry. And the disciples give Jesus some fish, and he takes and eats it while they watch. And as Jesus does so, as he chews and swallows, something changes. The disciples' doubt and their disbelief shifts. And as it shifts and moves, the disciples begin to listen, really listen. And as they listen to what Jesus has to say, their minds open, and they allow Jesus to open their minds so they could understand the scriptures. By the end of their time with Jesus, Luke tells us that the disciples change from being frightened and timid, confused and uncertain, to being witnesses of these things. They are not just disciples. They have become apostles with their own resurrection story to tell. They have a calling. They have a vocation. They have a mission and a ministry. They are witnesses. It's interesting that all of Jesus' post-resurrection appearances focus on Jesus' physical body. He doesn't manifest himself as a disembodied voice. He is a physical presence, so much so that Mary wants to hold on to him and never let him go. And then Cleopas and his friend walk the 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus with Jesus, making dusty footprints on the road. Jesus opens a loaf of bread. He chews on fish. He makes a campfire on the beach and cooks breakfast for his friends. These are real physical actions. They are the actions and activity of God incarnate. They are what it means for the Word being made flesh and dwelling among us, moving into our neighborhood, being with us, knowing what it is like to be one of us, and yet turning everything, the old order, completely on its head and upside down. No wonder the disciples were terrified. No wonder they felt a mixture of amazement and joy. What they were witnessing would mean that everything they knew about life and death, body and soul, would never be the same again. It is I, myself. Look, touch, watch me eat, watch me drink, watch me walk, watch me cook. It's me, the one you know, the one you love. You can trust me. The more I think about it, the more it makes sense to me that Jesus' resurrection had to be a physical one as well as a spiritual one. His real, broken and scarred human body being raised to new resurrection life. And the reason it makes sense is that you and I exist in a physical and a spiritual body. I live out my spiritual life within a physical, flawed body. I cry. I laugh. I sigh. I ache. I cook. I pray. I worship. I try and live for Jesus in my spiritual and physical self. And the physical resurrection of Jesus gives me hope that one day everything will be made whole and restored. Jesus' resurrection reminds me that the end of my body is not the end of my story. In many ways, it is just the beginning. As John's first letter explains, "Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is." Of course, the miracle of the empty tomb is a profound and wonderful mystery. I don't think anyone can fully explain or understand it. But I do believe it. And I hear Jesus' invitation to touch and to see, and I hear him say, "It is I, myself. You are witnesses of these things." Amen.
We're going to turn now to prayer. Let's keep a moment of silence before we start our prayers. Lord God, who has called us to faith, in faith we pray for the needs of others, for the world and its people. Lord, we pray. Today we pray for our Queen. In her loss and her grief, may she find comfort in the companionship of others, support from family and friends, and strength in her faith in God and in life eternal. For all of the royal family in their grief and change of circumstance, and in their support and upholding of each other, for the world and its people, Lord, we pray. For all who grieve for the loss of loved ones, family or friends, near or far away, we pray especially for the families and friends of Doreen Checketts, Peter Richards, Margaret Rabjohns, Valerie Clark, Vera Sutton, Jean Brooks, Steve Barrow, and others recently departed this life, and all those whom we remember with love and thanksgiving. In their loss, may the bereaved find a calm center and be upheld by their faith, their friendships, and their neighbors. For the world and its people, Lord, we pray. For those whose bodies are ravaged by pain and illness, by disfigurement or disability, for those fearful of treatment, and for those awaiting treatment. And we remember especially Pam, Jacques, Jen, Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Mavis, Stephen, Adrian, Jane, Ulwin, Alan, Rosemary, Ryan, Andrew, Dennis, Margaret, Alana, Clifford, Jean, Prissy, Roy, and Christine. For these and others known to us, we pray. For the world and its people, Lord, we pray. We pray for those of faith and those of no faith, for those with purpose and those with no purpose in life, for those who have a clear direction and those who flounder uncertain for life in all its complexities, for those whose mental health causes them pain, anguish, confusion, and loneliness, for those who feel abandoned, unwanted, unloved, and unhelped, for the world and its people, Lord, we pray. For countries at war with other countries and within themselves, for their people who fear for their lives and stability, for those made homeless and jobless and offered nothing but an uncertain future, for countries where violence comes all too easily to the fore, where it's hard to grasp the real reason behind it. Remembering countries at war where their people are damaged, isolated, abused, for Myanmar, Ethiopia, Mozambique, Malawi, and closer to home for the people of the island of Ireland, north and south, for nationalist and republican, Catholic and Protestant, those of all political persuasions, those of all faiths, and those of none. For the world and its people, Lord, we pray. For Christians trying to work out the best way to live out their lives, true to their faith, to the gospel, to their calling, help us to catch a wider, more inclusive vision of the needs of the world and its people. For the world and its people, Lord, we pray. For countries with surging COVID cases, for those with poor infrastructure and resources, for countries with little PPE and no vaccines and no realistic prospect of national immunization, for those engaged in trying to resolve such issues, for the world and its people, Lord, we pray. For ourselves, we pray. That our ears may be used to hear the cries of the needy. That our eyes may be used to see the needs around us. That our voices be used to speak up for the marginalized and the poor. That our hands be used to reach out in comfort. And that our lives be used to improve the lives of others. For the world and its people, Lord we pray. And the collect for this third Sunday of Easter. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gates of everlasting life.
Amen.
God the Son, who in bursting the grave has won a glorious victory, give you, as you share, the Easter faith. Amen. God the Holy Spirit, whom the risen Lord breathed into his disciples, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you this day and always.
Amen.
And we say together,
we go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory.
Amen. Thank you very much for being with us again this morning. It's lovely to have your company and to worship with you. Just take a quick look at the notices at the bottom of the order of service sheet. And we hope you have a wonderful day and that we will see you soon next week, either in any of the churches that we're going to or here online in with Zoom or the conference call. Yes. Do please look out for the Easter trail as well if you haven't seen it on our website.
Oh yeah, and it's great, isn't it?
It is.
We
great.
Love it. We love it. I love it anyway, and so do you. Don't
I
you?
Do. Yeah, I do.
We,
I really
we
do.
Both do. And we're agreed about that, which is always a good thing.
Have a good day. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thank you, Zoomers. Thank you, fellow Zoomers. Bye. Lovely to see you. Bye. 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 Bye